أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نجعل له عينين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that what does man think that he is not being watched by anyone? In other words, definitely he is being watched by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So very beautifully and so consequentially, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says immediately after that, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ بَلَا هَمْنِ نَهِي دِي أُسْكُ دُوْ آنْكَ. Well, don't you think for yourself, isn't it we that gave him the two eyes? Two eyes which insan has got, definitely it is Allah Ta'ala who has given it to us. So when Allah has given us eyes, then what is it difficult for Allah to see everyone? And the eye itself is a very, very great miracle of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala as well. We use the eyes to see everything, but we unfortunately don't see the great miracle of Allah Ta'ala in the eyes. May Allah protect our eyes. If we just have to consider a blind person, or just think for a moment that I am blind, now what is our life like? So that we can't see anything whatsoever. A young boy that was traveling with his father on the train, he was amazed with everything, and he's telling his father, look at the cows, how they are grazing. Look at the dams, how beautiful they are. Look at the green grass. So another person was there, he says, this is a young man, young boy, how come he's so amazed by all this? You should take him to a doctor in order to get him checked up. Why is he so surprised at all this? The father said, I'm just coming from the doctor. And he was blind, he could not see. After some operations, etc., now he can see. Now that he saw, he was amazed at everything what he was seeing. Unfortunately, we are also seeing everything, but it doesn't amaze us at all. We're just taking it for granted what this great namat of the eyes are. Also, it is explained, one person, a small little boy, was holding him by the hand and brought him to his shop and made him sit down there. When he sat down, he looked at one person and he said, Muhammad, how are you? How's your mother, father? How's everyone at home? He looked at another person and he said, Yusuf, how are you? How's everyone at home? So somebody told him, that old man, the small boy was holding you by the hand and brought you. By that we understood that you are blind. But that you are seeing properly, you're seeing this is Muhammad, this is Yusuf, etc. From that we make out that you can see. So are you blind or can you see? Then he explained that I can't see. Just why? For one small thing, the fluid in the eyes. Just that little liquid, that fluid in the eyes, that has gone dry. So my eyelids cannot stay open. And my eyelids just stay down, so I can't see. Now that I'm sitting here with my hands, I lift my eyelids, then I can see this is so and so, this is this, this is that. So just that fluid in the eyes, what a great namat which we don't even ever think. All of us, as we are sitting now, we're blinking our eyes every few seconds. And this is a great necessity. But without that fluid, we cannot blink our eyes. Our eyes will, the eyelids will just stay down all the time. So what a great namat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It is narrated in Tafsir Ibn Kathir from Ibn Asakir Makhul Rahimahullah that in a hadith Qudsi, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, O insan, I've got so many great favors upon you, don't you think of them? Amongst them are your eyes which I have given you. And with that eyes, you can add, oh, not only the eyes, but I have given you the parda, the eyelid also over the eyes. So with that eyes, look at all the things that I have made halal to see. All those things, look at Allah's Qudrat, look at the Quran Sharif, look at the righteous and the pious people, look at Kaaba Sharif, look at Rawdah Mubarak, look at all the righteous and right things that I've made. And if your eyes fall on any haram, then I've given you your parda, your eyelid, then just put your eyelid down and don't look at the haram. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, explains also so beautifully that he says, like if we have got shops And if there is a riot, if there is looting, robbing, and we got shutters to put over the shop windows, and if the rioters, the looters come, they will break the windows and they will loot everything. So we have to take the risk of going outside and putting the shutters on the windows so that they can be protected. But more dangerous than that is the looter, Shaitan, who wants to loot us and rob us of our iman. And for that, he uses the eyes a lot, that he makes us look at haram. And after that, our mind starts thinking of haram. And Allah has been so merciful and kind that he did not put us in a risky situation, that now to pull down the shutters of the eyes, the eyelids, that we have to go outside and pull down the shutters or something. But just at the flick of a thought, we pull down our shutters. And in order to pull it down, Hazrat also says that Allah did not put a button on the legs or by the knees, that you have to go down and press that button, then your eyelids will come over your eyes, and then you don't see. But just at the flick of a thought, and we can pull down our eyelids, and we get saved from haram. If there is a wind, a storm, a dust storm, and dust is flying, then to protect our eyes, everyone, non-believers also, we will pull down our eyelids. We have to protect our eyes. Dust and sand must not come into the eyes. But the haram and the thing that will rob us of our iman, will rob us of our jannat and land us into jahannam, for that we don't want to close our eyes. In fact, we take more enjoyment looking at all those things. And today, unfortunately, Shaitan with all his allies are working so much that you don't see haram only outside, but you see it under your blanket also. You are sitting with your phone and you are looking at all haram there also. So in this way, we are destroying ourselves. So these eyes, Allah Ta'ala has made it for us so that we could see what is, we realize that when He, the maker of the eyes, when He has got this Qudrat, then how great aren't His eyes. And on the other hand, with these eyes, we should see all that which Allah has commanded us to see and stay away from all that which Allah has made haram. And in that one eye, Allah has made both things. To see also, and just to pull the eyelids down, and then you don't see. So see all what is halal and take benefit of it. And when the haram comes, just pull your eyelids down and don't look at any haram. So Allah has given, Allah says so beautifully, haven't I given you, haven't I made for you your two eyes? And nobody else has claimed that I have made eyes. Mother and father meet and they don't even think at that time that we are making eyes. And of course they don't make the eyes either. It is only Allah, in His great, great Qudrat, that Allah Ta'ala makes the eyes, makes the brains, the ears, the tongue, all these great ni'mat. To be thankful to Allah and to use it in the right way, that is what man should be doing. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And we should not forget again the importance of these valuable days. We should try and be reading third kalima as much as possible, make all our namazes with jamaat and make namazes properly as namazes are required, and stay away from all haram also, whether it is with our tongue, with our eyes, in our thoughts, in any way we should stay away from all haram. May Allah let us appreciate these very, very precious days, which ulama say is even more precious than Ramadan. And, but our mind doesn't go that way. Ramadan is a great, beautiful environment. Everyone enjoys it. But this time, we just say that they are great days and we don't worry. Together with that, the Qurbani also, we should get involved and we should be busy getting ready with our Qurbani as well.